Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
We'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. We will be.
Puyallup. Sunrise.
Let's get to our contestant, Donnie from Bremerton. Donnie, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Good. Who's we?
Well, we're doing the school shuffle, so I have my son with me, dropping him off at school.
How old's your son?
He's 11.
Well,
let's take down Steve as a duo this morning. All right, Donnie?
Right.
Steve?
Right, let's do it.
Quick question, because right now we're experiencing this with Tatum, where we're like, she comes back from school. I'm like, well, what'd you learn at school? And she goes, nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm glad that we're sending you to school so you can learn nothing. Do they ever start telling you the things that they learn?
Yeah, actually. But it is like pulling teeth a little bit.
Oh, it's the most frustrating part. I'm like, you just spent 7 hours somewhere. And you're telling me there's nothing to share?
Steve?
Right. Yeah, and he never brings homework home anymore. That's the other new thing.
So what is it, stay at school work call? Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, they just do all their work in school, and it's encouraged that no homework.
Huh.
Nice.
I know.
Steve, get out of here.
I'm jealous.
I'm pretty sure Donnie did his homework, though, because he's playing Beat Migs. So for those playing at home, Donnie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many days are in a leap year?
364?
No.
366?
Yes. What insect has killed the most humans?
Spider.
No.
Scorpion?
No.
Pass.
How many main styles of barbecue are there in the United States?
3.
No.
4.
Yes.
5.
What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
The Mayans?
No.
Aztecs?
No.
Incas?
Yes. In what 2000s year did Wikipedia launch?
2002, 2003, 2004.
No. Who is the only 3-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Pass.
What does the winner of the Masters Golf Tournament receive?
Green jacket.
Yes. And with that, you got 4 correct, Donnie.
Also, Donnie, what's the name of your son?
Connor.
Yeah.
Connor, have a great day at school, man.
Thank you.
Donnie and Connor.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, guys.
Steve Migs.
Yes.
Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many days are in a leap year?
366.
Yes. What insect has killed the most humans?
Mosquitoes.
Yes. How many main styles of barbecue are there in the United States?
My goodness. 3?
No.
5?
No.
6?
No. What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
The Mayans?
No.
The Egyptians?
No.
The Machu Picchus?
No. In what 2000s year did Wikipedia launch?
2005.
No.
2004.
No.
2003.
No.
Damn it.
Who is the only 3-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Tina Turner?
No.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Paul McCartney?
No. What does the winner of the Masters Golf Tournament receive?
A green jacket.
They do. What Washington city is known as the Apple Capital of the World?
Stanwood.
No.
Puyallup.
No.
West Seattle.
No. Whose 1923 death made Calvin Coolidge the president?
Taft.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No. The Million Dollar Quartet recordings took place in what U.S. city?
Man, I didn't.
Detroit.
No, Steve. Wow. You got a massive 3-point score, and that is a loss. 4-3. Wow, congratulations, Donnie and Connor.
All right.
I just did that so Connor could like experience what it's like to have a dad that's a winner.
Yeah.
You know, that's I'm just as a fellow parent, I know how important those kind of moments are.
Sure, sure.
The Daily Migs Show.
All right, let's talk about relationships because this person needs our advice.
We're really good at them.
Yes. Oh, look, we're all in one.
Yeah.
I mean, we're experts.
Yeah.
Some would never say.
No. Is this recording? Hey, guys. I've started dating this girl, and so far we get along really well, but there's kind of an issue. Her laugh is really fucking annoying. It's like a high-pitched cackle, like, ha, 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 ha. I don't even know how to explain it. And when she's laughing super hard, she starts snorting.
We have an example of it, by the way.
No! So it's Brad.
It's bad. It's really bad, guys.
Brad sounds different through a telephone.
Normally, I think it's cute, but I really try not to make her laugh because I can't stand it. But if we're in group settings...
Well, then maybe she's going to break up with you for just being boring.
Oh, no.
It's like, yeah, you don't bring a smile to my face anymore.
This is not good.
But if we're in group settings or something is just funny, the cackling just doesn't stop. I feel shallow, but I can't tell her how much her laugh bothers me.
Have you ever ended a relationship for something as dumb as that?
I mean, I ended a relationship with someone over an appendage situation.
What do you mean? There was a packing too little of heat?
Yeah. Ah!
Wow.
So the rumors are true. I don't know what the rumors are.
I couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, you could handle it. That's
I tried.
Problem.
Yeah. I can handle it so well.
You can handle it while you're sleeping.
Oh, my God.
did you tell the person that's why you ended the relationship?
No. That would be terrible.
Well, what did you say then?
I don't even really remember. Like, that the relationship had run its course. I just would rather be friends.
But do you think, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the right answer. I was about to ask Danny, like, would you want to know the truth, or would you want to have to then, like, live in, what did I do wrong? You know what I mean? Like, maybe for, like, I don't know, maybe for years, this guy's like, I thought we had a good thing, and then she just, there was no warnings, there was no red flags, and all of a sudden, she just ditched me and never gave me a good reason why.
And not only that, but I gave the poor guy mono. Like, I feel terrible.
So you gave him mono and dumped him while he had mono.
And then dumped him. Yeah, pretty much.
All because he wasn't packing.
He was not packing at all.
That bad. Mm-hmm. I heard the motion of the ocean was fine.
There was very little ocean.
Oh, okay. It was more like a pond.
It was irrigation ditch, maybe.
Wow. Danny, would you want to know?
So I had a friend who actually got broken up with, and the girl told him that that was the reason. And it kind of crushed his ego. But, like, at the same time, like, she didn't say, you're small.
Yeah.
It was more of, like, she was like, I just like really big eggplants for my salads, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
And, yeah, and then she was just like, yeah.
And you're just not cutting it?
And you're not, yeah. And so, and he was like, well, so, like, I'm offended, but at the same time, like, he felt pretty average.
Well, and, you know, in comparison to somebody that has an annoying laugh, I guess somebody could, like, train themselves to laugh different, but you can't really train your package to be...
bigger.
Well, I mean, you could still, like, maybe you could do things to, you know, compensate.
Yeah, 100%.
And maybe if you would have, you know, maybe good communication, he would have then thought of different ways to be able to, like, you know, make it worth your while.
Mm.
But to answer your question, no, I don't think I'd want to know.
I know, I'm torn. Because, like, I have a mirror, so I'd know. You know what I mean?
Do you, though? Like, we always lie to ourselves,
that's
Steve.
That's fair. I have one of those circus mirrors, you know, where you go to, like, the Washington State Fair, and it just stretches everything out.
No.
Wake up every morning and just look at myself like, yeah. Sid's lucky.
Hashtag blessed.
I wake her up sometimes, just a reminder. Would you look at this?
Poke, poke.
Would you look at this?
Oh, my God.
But look only at the mirror. Don't look actually at this, because the mirror is... The lighting. It's good. Wow.
I know. I feel bad about it. That was like more than 20 years ago, and I still feel really bad.
I don't feel now as bad. I remember ending a relationship because the girl kept using the term yummy.
Oh.
And it was the way she said it too was like a child.
Yummy.
Yeah, like she would change her voice when she would say the word yummy. Like, besides that, sound like an adult. And then whenever like we go out to eat, I'm like, how's your dinner? She's like, it's yummy. And I'm like, what? Where did that come from? And I didn't know how to tell her. I guess communication would have been a good thing. But
yeah, take your own advice, Steve.
I was in my 20s, young, dumb.
Same.
Okay, fine.
Now we're really well-adjusted adults.
Can we track that guy down?
Oh, my God.
Call him on the air.
Oh, my God.
And apologize to him.
Oh, I was just going to have her admit that why she broke up with him.
Oh.
I don't even know. I'm not even sure if he's on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, if you're packing that little heat, you probably don't want to be on social media.
Or dating apps. And maybe there's a dating app for that.
Oh, yeah. It's littleunit.com.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Earlier this week, I was sharing a story about how the cops just rolled up to my house the other day, saying that they got a series of phone calls from my husband's phone, even though he was nowhere near his phone. His phone was in the house. He was outside. So we ended up getting some texts about this because it turns out we're not the only ones who this has happened to.
Yeah, someone texted and said, some people are saying it's like a form of like swatting that people, I don't understand what that's all about, but somebody I guess got pissed, someone said that, someone got pissed off at my kid. He was online playing video games and the guy who was in Nevada called 911 from a phone that was pinging at my house claiming that he was locked in my basement. So at midnight, seven cop cars, all in SWAT gear showed up to our house with AKs going to break down my door. It was very jarring, the absolute worst, especially when you're naked in bed and somebody's trying to break down your door.
Oh, no.
So do you think somebody maybe doesn't like you guys and decided, you know what, they figured out a way to get the cops to show up?
I mean, it sounds like that could very well be it, you know, get a little prank action.
Because a lot of people were thinking that they have like an Apple Watch, but neither one of you are Apple users. So
we're like, also not cool enough to have a smartwatch.
Oh, okay.
We don't have one.
Well, that answered that question. And somebody also said my son's phone also would do phantom calls to 911. So I don't know. Is this a thing?
It was so weird because we were sitting there with the police officer and we opened up his phone and looked at his outgoing calls and there was nothing to 911. So
another person said my phone weirdly called 911 once. The operator said that they needed to send somebody over to check on us. I said I was driving on the interstate.
That's come on so over, weird. I'm not home.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So have you talked about it earlier this week. Have you figured it out?
No, and we've heard there's been no other cop arrivals at my house. Like, I think it was just this one fluke thing on a sunny afternoon.
I mean, your stepson was in town. Maybe he was pranking you guys.
He was.
He's like, you know what? I'm not a fan of this new mom.
She's the worst.
Dad, I'm going to show you. None of it.
But it was very exciting for my 5-year-old son to have, you know, a sheriff at our house.
Oh, dude.
He was pumped.
I can only imagine, because Tatum just recently had the cops come to her school for educational purposes.
Yes.
Yeah. What was Tatum doing, Steve? Yeah, she's got this new business where she's selling some, you know, herbal teas.
Oh, just,
no. And she thought it was the coolest thing, because she got like a little police hat and a little sticker. So if a cop showed up to our house, I think she would be very fired up.
It is a very exciting thing for a small child. So has anything like this ever happened to you? Obviously, we've gotten some texts about it, but we want to hear if anyone has ever dealt with a similar situation to what we experienced, or just in general, why were the cops called to your house? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever been swatted by 911 calls? Has your phone ever made phantom calls to the police? If you've ever dealt with something like this, like my husband and I just did, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. Or just why were the cops called to your house?
Yeah.
We want to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. Now, you guys asked me if I had Apple Watches.
Right.
We don't, but someone on hold does. But first, let's talk to Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, why did the cops get called to your house?
So, this is back when I was like 15, 16 years old. And it was super late at night. I was in my bedroom cleaning my paintball gun because I was doing some oddball stuff. But my mom yells, "Chris, there's people in the yard with flashlights." So I was like, "Huh, it must be the neighbors. They're drunk, running around. I'll go take a look." You know, because they have property behind us,
okay,
and they have bonfires out there. I figured they were just stumbling home. So I go into the living room where my mom's at, and I got my paintball gun in my hand, and I turn the corner to look at the, to walk towards the door, and next thing I know, I look, and there's a gun pointed at me, and then officers start yelling, "Drop the weapon, put the gun down," and they bust through the door, hold me to the ground. My mom's yelling. My dad wakes up out of a cold sleep in his underwear and runs out into the living room. No one knows what's going on. Apparently, somebody had robbed the convenience store in my hometown, and they said they followed bicycle tracks to the backside of my property. And they needed to see my bicycle.
Did you show them your bicycle?
Well, yes. So this is the middle of winter. I went into my backyard, pulled my bicycle out of the snowbank that it was sitting in, and they looked at it. I don't know why they looked at it, but they then examined it to try to see if the tracks matched, like I was just going to hide it in a snowbank, and then went on their merry way. And yeah, that was my
that's crazy
altercation with the police at the house.
Do you know if they ever caught the person that actually did rob the convenience store?
No, they did not.
Did they ever take you up on an impromptu game of paintball, though?
206-803-ROCK. Aaron from Tacoma, tell us about the time that the cops were called to your house.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey. So, a while back, I was gifted an Apple Watch, you know, and that's amazing. I thought it was cool. Really neat little toy. So I'm wearing it, and one night, the wife and I are, you know, being a little intimate, and what I did not know is it has this feature that should your wrist be bent a certain way and press one side of it for an extended period of time, it will automatically call the police. It made an emergency call, and I very quickly realized what was happening and shut it off. But the police are obligated to call you back when that happens.
Right.
And so I had to stop, you know, what we were doing and explain that to the police.
And the cop's like, "Sir, why is there a woman yelling, 'Oh, God,' in the background?"
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Is there a woman yelling, "Choke me"? We need to show up. I don't know. I'm not here to king shame.
So the Do you think he was wearing it?
Was he wearing it to track his heart rate while he's making love? Or like how many steps he gets in? Babe, I get more steps doing this than I do at the gym.
It can be a pretty good workout.
Yeah. Never thought to wear an Apple Watch while you're doing that. It could be a mood killer.
206-803-ROCK. Were you ever swatted by 911 calls? Did your phone make, you know, phantom calls to the cops? Or just why did the cops show up in general?
I don't know if I've ever told you the story of the time when I was living in Seattle in Wallingford. I had an apartment. I was living with a then girlfriend at the time. Like, she just moved in. And it was, this was the moment where I realized I got to get out of this relationship, because I show up to my house and my apartment and there are cops. They're all outside. And then I'm like, oh, it must be for one of the neighbors. I get into my apartment. The cops are in my house or in my apartment. And I'm just like, what's going on? And they're like, the woman who lives here called because she believes that there are people spying on you guys in your bathroom. So we came here to look at like the little, like, you know, like the little vent thing that's up above in your bathroom. Because she was having a moment. That's just, she did too many drugs in her life. And she was a big fan of, at the time, ecstasy. This is like forever ago. And I think she was just doing it more than I knew about, and she just had this moment of pure like paranoia and called the cops. And they're like, "Dude, we checked everything. There's no cameras. There's not even any signs of the cameras." And I'm like, "Yeah,
no.
Don't know what to tell you other than I'm very sorry you guys showed up." And I was like, that was the telltale sign that this relationship needs to end.
How much longer did you cohabitate with this woman before the relationship ended?
Well, I mean, she was really attractive, so like 8 or 9 more months.
Oh, no.
But.
Oh, no. Just saddle up for some fun. 206-803-ROCK. Danny, you're in Port Hadlock. Tell us about the time the cops were called.
Oh, they came to, they walked into the house. My wife was really like 8.5 months pregnant. She's taking a nap. and there was a stolen boat that was just an old piece of junk that some brothers had a problem about, but it was on the adjoining property to mine. And so the police come, the sheriff comes walking into the house, wakes up my wife out of bed, and she says, "What the heck's going on here?" And they told her, "Hey, we're asking the questions here. What about that stolen boat in your backyard?" And she's like, "There's no stolen boat in our backyard." So, yeah.
We don't even own a boat.
Yeah, two deputies just marched into the house while she was sleeping, and I don't know why for the life of me. It was like 26 years ago, almost 27 years ago, and we should have sued them, you know, but, yeah, we don't do that.
Well, and also, I mean, pregnant or not, that's got to be kind of unnerving. But when you're pregnant, that has to be extra unnerving.
Absolutely. And, I mean, messing with a pregnant woman like that at 8.5 months pregnant, like, that's a risky thing.
Or maybe she was still in the boat. She was like the pregnant bandit. I don't know.
The Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.